The sell job continues, this time at the National Press Club, and Scott Morrison arguing his case. You know, it's not always easy to make judgment on whether a budget is simply good or bad. It's tough to make those calls. And it does depend on what you think is the focus. There are strengths in this budget. The crackdown, as I say, on those rorting the welfare system. There's still some way to go, but it's a good start. We've got nation building going on, including nation building in regional areas. Good thing. They've also twigged that foreign buyers of residences have gotten away with blue murder for too long. That's way overdue. So you get pinged for leaving your apartment vacant, but they could have gone on it a lot further. And then you got the banks. It's about time we got a little bit back from the banks, given the fact that we all saved their backsides during this GFC. But what about spending? What about a cut to immigration? We could have done a hell of a lot more to save ourselves the eternal load of debt that we're carrying at the moment. Dennis Shanahan has written in The Australian today saying, after too long, the Prime Minister has stirred from a fog of overconfidence, vacillation, unreality and delay to strike back at Bill Shorten in all the areas where he has hurt the coalition most. So politically, this is certainly a win for the government, and I would agree. He may not have fix the economy overnight, but he's had a win in terms of getting a spike in the polls and probably blunting what can now come from Bill Shorten. Dennis Shanahan, political editor of The Australian, joins me on the line right now. Dennis, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Chris.
Gonski, NDIS, Medicare, these have always been behind Labor's attack on the coalition, and now the budget's really taken ownership and responsibility for them, hasn't it?
That's right. This budget was about so much about political neutralisation. There were a whole lot of areas where the government was in trouble, where the Labor Party has been able to really make big strides on policy and on politics. The negative gearing policy, it is absolutely taken as a given now that unless you do something about negative gearing, you're not doing anything about housing affordability. Labor has won that argument, and so the government has decided to address it there, the NDIS funding, school funding, and of course, in a reverse somersault, the banks. Hitting the banks for a big levy, $6.2 billion, instead of calling a Royal Commission. So it's politically a very smart document.
So does it look like a Labor budget in Conservative clothing?
It certainly addresses a number of Labor issues. Labor, of course, is saying no, it's absolute rubbish. It's not a Labor budget because there's still a crackdown on people in the welfare system. There are still tax cuts, they say, for millionaires. This is the removal of the deficit levy on high-income earners. So it's not such a tax cut. It was always going to expire. But Labor is arguing that, no, this isn't a Labor budget. I don't think it is a Labor budget. It does address some modicum, I've said today, in the Australian savings. It does keep the government expenditure below what it is now and dropping. But it's not clearly not enough as far as deficit reduction and debt reduction goes.
Especially if in the next 12 months there's a major eruption, whether it's globally or whether it's something locally, and things are off skew, like, for instance, a drop in iron ore prices or something. It is really on a knife's edge in many ways because of what you have just said. Now, just in terms of the Senate, I noticed today that even Jackie Lambie says it's okay. She raised a couple of places where they could have done more, but even she is saying it's okay. I get a feeling the Senate won't be providing too much of a barrier to what has been announced.
I think you're absolutely right, Chris. I think that Labor will find it difficult to oppose some of the key. They've already indicated they'll support the banks levy. You know, they're saying, oh, we want to see the detail and so forth. They're arguing that the NDIS is fully funded, which it never was. And even this levy does not fully fund the NDIS, as Peter Costello has pointed out this morning in a breakfast in Canberra. The levy is not the answer on this, but it means that Labor and the other senators are going to have real difficulty in opposing it. They'll put a price on it, as you mentioned. Jackie Lambie's already indicated a couple of things. Nick Xenophon, who last night said, oh yes, in principle I support this, is now pointing out that South Australia's not getting enough infrastructure spending. Mm. So there'll be a price that will come. They will extract the price, and Labor may even try to increase the level of income for the implementation of the Medicare levy. But overall, most of this budget should get through the Senate relatively easy for what we've seen over the last years.
And finally, do you expect that the government will receive a spike at the next news poll?
I think that the budget will be received positively. It's always hard to know these things. There aren't a great deal of giveaways, so people might just think, oh, well, you know, I'm not any worse off, and not consider, you know, giving the government a tick for that reason.
Yeah.
But there's enough there about the banks. You know, as you said earlier, it's time for the banks to give us something back. I think that'll be a real positive from people, although there will be fears that the banks will claw it back by increasing interest rates.
I appreciate your time this afternoon. Thank you, Dennis.
Thanks very much, Chris.
Political editor with the Australian newspaper, our umpire today, Dennis Shanahan.